I'm ready to go to bed. It's season 5, episode 213. It's April Fools, but this is no April Fools show. This is a real show. Swear to God, this is really real. We are going to be giving away some stuff today too, so make sure you say hello to Will Fly over at willflyppg.com. I think that we're live. Let's double check everything. Yes, we are. I love when we're live, man. Alive. It's a good thing. Look at all the people in the super chat already. We got Kramer, John Wayne, Scuba, Gary, Angela, CB's 555. And we're gonna be giving away some stuff. So make sure you say hello to our very own Will Fly from willflyppg.com. Man, look at everybody that we got. Scuba Steve in the house. We got Jim from Canada and his maple syrup smell of money. Woo! Got Kyle Neal, which is our new director of operations over at Paramotor or Run to the Sky Fly School. We got Linda Anderson, she's our PR girl over at Run to the Sky. Kevin Houston, our president of Run to the Sky. Will Fly, our treasurer of Run to the Sky. And Jim, just with his maple syrup smell of money. And I tell you, it's awesome. And Scuba Steve, oh, don't tell me, don't tell me. Bad guy paramotor, scary paramotor. Rootin' tootin' shooting paramotor.
You're getting there.
Bad apple paramotor.
You're not inside, you're
Outside.
Outside
right.
I know what it is. I
Outside
know what it
paramotor.
is. No.
If
I
you're
get.
not an in-law, you're
And
a
if you're breaking, if you're a criminal, you're breaking the
law.
Statutes.
Law
Statutes. Paramotor.
It's, oh my
Statutes and
God.
paramotors. Statues and
No.
paramotors.
You
I
take
already
the
knew what it
first you
was.
take the first part out, and then you take the other part, law.
Yes.
Paramotoroutlaw.com.
Dude, you didn't have
Oh.
to draw us a picture.
See how close I was?
Yeah, you was so close.
That's
Goodness, that is so
funny.
funny. All right, so we are going to be talking about paramotors tonight. We're also going to be giving away that windsock from Lone Star Paramotor tonight. So make sure you say hello to Will Fly. We're going to be spinning the spinning wheel. Tomorrow, I do have hand surgery. They're going to be taking out a cyst out of my finger right here. So I'll be handless tomorrow. They're just going to chop it off there. They said it'd just be easier.
On the inside of the hand.
Yeah, like right here.
So that's an incist.
And then I got one right there.
Is it a bone spur?
No, it's a ganglion cyst. I got more. They've taken them out all over my body. I'm just full of cysts.
Dang.
Old grandpa, what do you expect, right? So they're
Okay.
going to take out that, and then probably a month or so they're going to take out the other one. I don't know why they said they have no idea why they grow, and where what they're from, whatever. But they seem to happen a lot to some people.
Do they hurt? Doesn't do they hurt when you're like when you were
Only if I grab
when you're
onto something,
paramounting? Do they hurt when you, yeah.
if I grab onto anything like a door handle, a toggle, a throttle, yeah, I could feel
I
it.
think that only happens to people that do a lot of motor off landings. Yeah, that's
A
That
lot of
must
foot
be it,
drag
man.
landing.
It might be it. So we're gonna make this a short podcast tonight. I know what? Short? Under an hour? How does that even happen? Well, we're gonna try to do that tonight. Maybe even shorter. Maybe we'll spin the spinning wheel and at 7:30 and then try to wrap it up right after that and make it like 45 minutes tonight. Is that even possible?
I don't know, man. You always say it, and it never
It's not
happens.
happening.
I try my best, man. I really do. Linda got a really cool possible guest in the future. Did you want to talk about your cool guest that you possibly are going to get?
Oh yeah, I've been busy.
She's
We got a weatherman that's going to be our guest in a couple weeks, and his name's Dave Work, and I'm going to get up with him tomorrow and get him all scheduled, and he's the weather expert. He actually worked with Eric Farewell. He trained with Eric Farewell, I believe. And Eric's the one that I kind of went through James Sutherland, who got me through to Eric, and then Eric got me to Dave. So and he's an expert on the weather and all that. So we're gonna get him on the show in another couple weeks. I'm pretty excited about that.
It'll be really good. How many people know their weather out there? Everybody, they know their weather. They know their micrometeorology. They know their clouds. Everybody? Winds aloft.
Actually, I'm gonna...
No clouds suck for me. All right.
All right. So apparently everybody needs a little bit of weather in their life. Whether it's good or whether it's bad.
But I'm pumped. Hey, CP's donated $5 in the super chat. Thank you, dude.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you so, so much. That's awesome. Definitely appreciate you. Let's see. What are we?
It says that's their first donation they've ever done on a live stream. That's pretty cool.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah. Super thank you very much. Let me go there and check it out. Oh, my God.
Says, let's celebrate their first super on a live stream, which is
That is cool. I see a thumbs up also on Seabreeze's thing. Can you do a thumbs up on it?
Yes, you can like it.
Yep. Oh, okay. I'll put a heart on it. I don't know what else I can do. Hey, you know what? Maybe we can even do something really cool for them. Let's go ahead and add them as a moderator. Standard moderator. You are now a moderator, Seabreeze. Thank you very much. So not only are you a donator, but you are now a moderator. So we definitely appreciate you.
So let's talk about the importance of a pre-flight inspection, because I just, I mean, it's something we all should do, I think, but it definitely saved me from probably a very bad experience flying Saturday, because as I was doing my pre-flight inspection, I noticed that my prop had a crack in it, which I haven't crashed it or anything, but it was just from some sand damage I had the previous year. And it's been sitting ever since. So when I went to check it and I checked the prop, I was like, oh, if I would have flown with that prop, guaranteed it would have exploded while I was in the air and I would have had to come down quick. And I was by a bunch of water. I do have flotation, but I don't want to try them out. Just saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
So when you do your pre-flight, what do you look for when you do your pre-flight exactly?
I check everything. I check the hoop. I make sure everything's connected on the hoop, the Velcro, all the lines that go to that, the netting, make sure the net's tight. Then I go down from, I'll check the prop. Before I get over to any of the moving parts and stuff, then I go check the prop. I go down the leading edge of the prop to see if I can feel any bumps, cracks, anything, and on the back edge, because sometimes your prop can snap a little bit and you won't know it unless you feel the back to feel the crack right there. Make sure all the nuts are tight on that. But I mean, at that point I stopped because I found the bad spot. But yeah, I go through everything. Your harness is very important. Also, make sure all your latches are working order and doesn't you know, accidentally pop loose. So check all your latches to make sure they lock and stay secure. If you lock it and you pull it and it pops loose, that's not good. You need a new connection point. And also, you know, they can get damaged and frayed. If that looks like a point where it might break, then don't risk it.
I hate when they get afraid.
They get afraid. Oh.
Well, is there like a checklist that you normally do, or is there
one? There is. I mean, okay. I've never wrote it down. Your air box is another big one. Mine is tethered to the frame as well as being, you know, tight on the carb, but those things pop off a lot and damage people's props. So I would definitely check that also. I check my fuel lines and stuff. I see if there's any, I make sure they're still malleable. They're still squishy, not cracking or anything. Air bubbles in my fuel line, I look for those. What else? Carabiners, very important. Make sure that those are in good working order also, because that's what's basically your wing is connected to that. If they're not working good or facing wrong or not locked when you lock into your wing, then that's very bad also.
For sure.
What else am I missing? If you have a reserve on your paramotor, double check that. a lot of times those little leads on there, the little basically weed eater string will pop out. If one of those is out, it could catch on something really easy and accidentally deploy your reserve when you don't want it to be. That's bad, bad, especially in the middle of a takeoff.
I received a checklist.
Oh, you got a checklist? There you go, Jim.
From my instructor. He gave me this manual. And yeah, I've never used it, but I'm sure it's valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It says check your fuel cap is fastened tightly. That'd be a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many people take off and they didn't do that. If you go to parameter college.com or you go to Run to the Sky, we do have the Parameter College. This is a really good page to check out. So not only do you have a complete training package that has everything from has your waivers and your exams, tells you all about paramotors.
Nice. Another one, you have fuel because, you know, we all forgot that one.
Yeah, we had a whole study guide. And in the study guide, it also has not only questions and answers, but it also has checklists and stuff too. So you might want to come and check this out. It's a free download over at parameter college.com. Lots of cool stuff to look at. If you want to, we even got the airspace video package. So you can have a study guide, tells you all about airspace, our 103. So if you are kind of on the cusp of not knowing everything on your sectional charts, airspace 103, you might want to download this, go through it, print it out. It's really good information. This is what we have over at Run to the Sky for our learning guides for all the students. So it's free for everybody. We're going to have videos on there very soon. So it's going to be a complete study guide with videos.
Oh my God. What? I can see the video behind and it's showing that black dot go down the screen. I thought there was a bug crawling down my TV screen. All right.
What are you talking about?
All right. I'm watching the YouTube video in the background. So as you were scrolling through the web page, on the right-hand side, there was a small black dot as you're going down the page. And it looked like a bug crawling down my screen, but it was just a black dot.
April Fools.
Oh, the little scrolly thing. Okay.
Exactly. It looked like something was, I was like, what the hell is crawling down? And I was like, oh, that's Sean scrolling. All right. And also check your motor mounts. Make sure your motor mounts are good because you can get one of those broken. And if that snaps and your springs on your exhaust, all that stuff's important. It's all how thorough you want to be when you do your pre-flight check. Some of it you don't. I mean, I check it every time, but I mean, some people check it like every once in a while, but they do the main stuff every time.
I think the best bet is to go through and check every nut and bolt.
Yeah,
doesn't really take that long. And if you do your post-flight, which I think is even more important, because if Scuba Steve did his post-flight and he saw that crack, then he would have been able to order another prop instead of getting ready to go fly and then find it the next day when he did a pre-flight. Post-flight is really super important. That way, you know that the next time you go out and fly, it's already done. How many people post-flight? Really? Am I the only one, Wills?
No, I did look at my prop after I flew, but all I could see was it looked like the prop had some sand damage. It didn't look as bad. I mean, it's been sitting since last October. It looked fine when I put it up, but now it didn't look so good. But I checked it before, and I did not see any crack then.
I wonder if it happened between that, you know, this last X amount of months that you left it in the garage. I wonder if it happened in the garage.
It's very possible. I mean, there's nothing down there, but weather temperature changes, who knows? It must have been on its just very thin piece of carbon fiber and just popped open. But it had a good, I don't know, inch or so gap right there that wind could have got in, and that would have just made that thing explode.
Yeah, that would not be good. We don't need any exploding props. In about 10 minutes, we're going to say hello to everybody in the super chat. So make sure if you are watching this, you say at least hello to Will Fly. He's putting together a spinny wheel of winny things. We're going to be giving away a windsock from Lone Star Paramotor tonight. So make sure you say hello in the super chat to Will Fly. So, Jim, what's been up with you? You've been flying up there. It's been cold.
It has been. I did get up. I've been up a couple times this winter, or a few times, actually. So I'm pretty thankful for that. Tomorrow morning, guys, tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow morning. Tomorrow evening. Tomorrow morning is crazy. It's still cold. It's like, let me see. I'll tell you. Oh, it's not so bad now. It's -4 tomorrow morning.
What? Oh,
but get this, it's going to be 10 degrees by 3 o'clock. So I think we're going to go for a midday flight.
Brr, 10 degrees is your warm air, huh? All right.
So that is going to be what is that? 51.
Oh, 51? Oh, okay. I don't mind flying in the 50s. 51, that's kind of on the low side of what I like to fly.
He's talking Celsius.
Yeah. Okay.
Now the big problem is going to be making sure that I get up without getting my wing wet, because it's like everything around here is wet due to all the melting snow. So that'll be interesting.
We did not get any 70s snow this year.
Most days now, which is perfect. I like the 70s.
Yeah, I think we had the 80s this last weekend. It was really nice and warm. Glad we get some warm weather again. I hate cold weather when it drops down into the 60s. Just way too cold.
Yeah. I wanted to say something about the checklist and pre-flight stuff. The one thing that a lot of new pilots, especially probably, forget to look at is the big picture, because a checklist usually you're looking at one specific thing. And if you look at one specific thing, you may overlook something larger. Like, as for example, when you're flying an airplane, your checklist begins as you approach the plane. You're looking at the big picture. So like poop damage or anything that's, you're not so much at that point looking for something that is right. You're looking for something that looks off. You know what I mean? It's kind of, that's how I approach it. But the other thing that came to mind, and the longer you're in the sport, you'll see that paramotor pilots that keep their motors clean are the ones that find the problems quickly, you know, because as you're cleaning, you're pretty much going over the whole kit and caboodle. So yeah, keep your motors clean, and that's a great time to, you know, inspect things.
I think so too.
Now you're going to say I was on mute. That's what you usually do.
Sorry. After all that.
Yeah, can you repeat that real quick? Yeah. I think you said something.
Keep your motors clean.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Maybe people think of their paramotor like a dirt bike or something. Oh, it's just another motor. You know, that thing is your life. That thing, your life is in its hands. So it's like, you know, I mean, your motor, not if your motor dies, you know, you just glide down. But still, you definitely don't want like your prop to explode midair or something like that, or especially one of your risers to come off your carabiner or something. That would be really bad. So
100%, I agree. I am making a quick PDF checklist. So I'm going to have that available for us in just a moment. It's a 3-page checklist, pre-flight, flight, post-flight, and I'll have that up in just a moment.
Yeah. A lot of new people in the chat there.
In about 8 minutes, we're going to say hello to everybody in the chat. So please make sure you say hello to Will Fly, everybody else that you want to say hello to. Obviously, you can say hello to me, Sean Simons, PPG Grandpa. I always like when people say hello to me. So it's all good. Let's see. This is going to be, oh, I know what we can do. I'm going to put the, I'm going to put it over here. I'm trying to figure out where I want to put this. So who wants to continue to talk as I get this PDF ready to download for people?
I think that's a great idea that you clean your motor, clean your exhaust, clean your tank, clean all those things. And then that's a really good way to cover, to see what's going on with your paramotor. I thought that was a good suggestion.
I got a compressor. So like, especially if I've been near the beach or something, I got a compressor with just a blower nozzle. I try to blow all that sand out of there before I even start cleaning anything, because you'll just be grinding sand into whatever you're trying to wipe down. So I try to blow all that stuff off of the paramotor first. Just an idea.
So what do you use to clean the motor with? What the...
I mainly WD-40. That's the cure-all for everything. You know, it definitely makes the prop feel a lot better. I will lather that thing down with some WD-40. I mean, it's not like it's soaking in it, but I do make it shine.
That's what I use too, namely because it's cheap and readily available.
Oh yeah, I got like 4 or 5 cans of WD. I keep cans in my car, the house, the base. I got cans everywhere of WD-40.
So how about just before you take off? Check.
Oh, putting WD-40 on it before I take off?
No. What do you
legs?
Your pre-flight flight, your run-up flight, whatever you want to call it, just before you know, as you're getting strapped in, before you send it, checklist.
Legs, chest, chin.
Yeah, as far as that goes, yeah.
So, yeah. So what was that? Who said the leg, chest, chin?
That was Kevin.
Me.
Yeah. So on that, I can add to that too, from experience, that after I've done all, I actually do it twice. I do the leg, chest, chin, and then I go back over it, leg, chest, chin, just to make sure, and tug on them, make sure that the connectors are connected. And one last step I do is before I the very last thing I do is I'll lift up each leg to make sure that once I put pressure on the strap, that it's not going to pull the connection apart. And I've had that happen. So
I had that happen too.
Yeah.
I did the leg, chest, chin. I thought everything was connected. I was like, you know what? I'm going to check it again. And I did. And one of them popped loose because I didn't have it clicked in all the way. So I double checked it again and again. I was like, okay, now it's good. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's not hard to get a piece of fabric in between.
Yeah.
It just doesn't latch. And I got up once and only had one leg strap. And I was,
ooh,
it was quite scary from, you know, your heart just starts pounding.
Could you get in your seat?
Yeah, I was able to do it. But I had to hang there for a while because I couldn't just do it normal like. I had to put my throttle down and I had to get my hands in there as well. So I had to stow my brakes.
Oh, you didn't pull both brakes to get in the seat?
No, no, I didn't. Thank goodness.
I couldn't get in my seat. I tried, tried, tried. I just could not get in my seat. I just came around and landed.
I mean, another thing, I mean, obviously everybody probably does it. It's just common sense, but I always check my throttle before I even try to pull start my paramotor. Some people have electric start, but you still need to check the throttle, make sure it's springing back and not staying stuck open, because you don't want to start it at full throttle. That is fun.
Yeah, I do that. That's,
yeah, I mean, it's force of habit though. I don't even, I'm just like, I guess you should tell people, but once you do it a few times, it's just habit. You're like, click, click, click. Okay, it's working.
Yeah.
Or some people will have cruise control on their throttle and forget that it's tight, and that throttle will be halfway open, and when they pull it, vroom, they're moving forward or on the ground.
Yeah, I guess that could happen.
Yep.
Yeah, always, 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 always double check to make sure that your throttle goes in and out. When we go out and start the students, we always say, make sure the throttle goes in and out. And that not only protects the student, but it also protects whoever is going to start your paramotor. So if you're going to start somebody's paramotor, always make sure that you see them checking their throttle before you start their paramotor, because they're strapped in. They're probably not going to get anything chopped. But if you're doing this number and you're right there and it goes full throttle, you know, you got to protect yourself. So always make sure that whoever you're starting will check their throttle also.
Did he add a second spring to help his pull back to idle position?
What's that? Say it again.
Well, CBs said they added a second spring to their carb to help it pull back to idle position. The only problem I would have with that is when you go to let off your throttle, you know, you shouldn't let it off real quick because it'll make you surge. But so if you have that extra spring on there, when you go to let off, you have to be really careful how slow you let out on your throttle, or you, that spring will yank it closed and then you'll have a bad surge. I guess once you get used to it, it's fine. But
most actually do have more than one spring. They got the spring over at the carburetor and they got a spring return in your throttle. So
I don't know if mine has one in the throttle itself.
Extra spring is he talking about? What extra spring are you talking about? Because usually there's one at your throttle, and then there's one inside your, or one inside your throttle, and then one by your carburetor.
There is one in the throttle. It's got like a V spring. Yeah, I remember it now because I did have it apart.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's 7:30. How's our Will look, Will? And if he's talking, he's on mute.
I think the wheel's looking like awesome. I think I've got everyone in it.
Excellent. Linda, you ready to say hello to everybody with your super awesome pom-poms?
Oh, all there I bottles. Am. Yes, yes. Look how shiny. It's so fun.
I think the wheel's looking like awesome. I think I've got everyone in it.
Excellent. I think someone's got an echo.
All right, whoever has their thing on, make sure you put it on mute.
Take care of your thing, man.
Holy moly.
All right,
you guys.
We don't want to hear your thing.
I wait to see all my chatters. Thank you so much, chatters, for joining us tonight.
I'm going to pull up the list, Linda.
No, I'm doing my introduction.
Oh, you are?
Saying hi, chatters. I'm welcome on Monday night.
Gotcha.
So happy you're here. And then shortly, yes, I will see all your beautiful names on the spinny winny wheel of winny winny things. So you can win, win, win. I just have so much fun on here.
Munchkin's tricking me, man. She's like, you know, if you're going to be taking me to all these fly-ins, I need you to buy me this book bag so that we can take on the plane, which, great, you know, that we can fly to the fly-ins, but I'm not putting my equipment on a plane, so that kind of leaves me at a disadvantage. But she had a better idea. You know, this time we flew down and got a rental car when we were down there, and I'm thinking, you know what? It took 9 hours basically to get down there because of having to get up so early, wait for the plane, get on the plane, get off the plane, sure, get the rental car. So if I would have just rented a car here and drove down there, it would have cost less money.
See?
And I could have brought my equipment with me.
Well, maybe next year.
Just rent a car with unlimited mileage and go. Just make sure it's big enough to hold your paramotor. Throw that thing in there and go. That way you don't put mileage on your own car, just saying.
That sounds like a plan, Scuba.
Yeah, I mean, I think the next fly-in I go to, that's what I'm going to do. If it's really far, I don't want to put a lot more miles. My truck's already got a lot of miles on it. I don't want to put more, so I'm going to rent a car and just
Just rent it. Absolutely.
The way
Look
they
at
do.
All the names on the spinny, windy, wheel, windy, windy, windy things.
Spinny,
all
windy.
right. Are we all ready?
Yeah,
you
if your
ready?
name's not on the wheel in the chat, speak
are
up.
Are we good, Will?
We're good.
Okay, Will. All right. We got lovely Kramer in the house. Hello, Kramer. I love you. John Wayne Cowboys in the house. What's up, John Wayne? Gary Simons. We got 555, Kyle Neal in the house, of course. Joe Adele, what's going on, Joe? The other Nick, Plainfield PPG, just want to fly is in the house. We got CBs, we got Deweese Milstead, I love you. We got CT Fly, Bill H, my best friend, James, Next Batman, Tom Tomlinson, Mark Emerson, what's up, dude? We got Munchkin, my lovely Munchkin in the house. We got Nature's Best. And is there, oh, there we go. Okay. Whoa, look at this. We got Ebub, James, and Vaughn is in the house tonight, too. Welcome, welcome, everybody.
Did I miss anyone?
Did I miss anybody?
No, I think you got it. He actually had to scroll down on that list. So that's a bigger list for sure.
Yeah.
It is a bigger list.
Did I say Next Batman? I think I did. Did I say it?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure I got everybody.
What's up, Kramer?
All
lovely
right.
Kramer.
How Kramer's coming along. Kramer, you got to fly that trike yet? I'm just wondering because I haven't seen any updates on you flying that brand new trike you got over there, or brand used. I don't know which way you call it, but yeah.
Yeah, she's getting there.
We forgot Angela Preslick.
Oh, you are so in trouble, Will.
I know.
And then Tony.
Lovely Angela's in the house.
All right. So before you do that, I see two names: Angela Preslick. But
yeah, that's just a thing we do.
We are going to quickly hear from Lone Star and tell us about what we're going to win tonight.
Can't hear it.
Yeah, you cannot hear it.
It's really low. It was low on the video too, though. So I don't know if you're gonna be able to turn it up high enough.
On the big wheel.
I don't have a thing that's show. Oh,
looks like it had a caption though.
Also, feel free to.
Can you hear it now?
We've got advanced.
It's better.
Transition classes. We also.
You need to tell him to speak up next time.
Tandem surf.
So
this is Ron from Lone Star Paramotor, and we're here at Hangar 1 at Kitty Hawk Flying Field, just north of San Antonio.
You hear it okay?
And proud to be a sponsor of tonight's show.
Look at that red, white, and blue.
Lone Star Paramotor windsock
nice.
On the big wheel. So good luck tonight, and look forward to seeing the show. Also,
excellent.
We've got advanced.
All right.
Cool. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, and thank you, Ron, from Lone Star Paramotor.
Yeah, so I removed one James, so we only have one James, added Angela Preslick and Tony Marzano to the wheel, so we should be good. Do I need to reshare?
Mr. Vegas? What's up, Mr. Vegas?
Munchkin. I don't know that I added Munchkin. Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's in there.
Holy moly.
All right, do I need to reshare, Sean?
Yes.
Okay, so let me share it here, share it there, share.
Sorry about that, Angela. I'm just the messenger.
All right. So are we ready?
We are all ready.
Right.
Shuffle already.
I'm gonna shuffle.
Shuffle.
Oh my goodness. Sure. Let's see. I gotta think of a name who I want on here.
Gotta wait till it starts spinning though.
Before I say the name?
Yeah, otherwise they'll think it's rigged.
Oh, gotcha.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John Wayne. She goes.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm going to say Mark Emerson tonight.
You know, I was going to say the same thing. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go with somebody else. You can go with Mark then.
Or maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be Mark.
Plainfield PPG.
Plainfield,
next
yeah.
Next Batman.
Which one, then? Do I change it? Give you Mark, and then I'll say...
Maybe it'll be Tony Marzano, because, you know, it's rigged for him all the time.
John Wayne.
I already picked John Wayne.
Oh, did you? Dang.
Well, here comes Tony Marzano and John Wayne.
Batman.
Oh, John Wayne. Yeah, I hope John doesn't win.
Is it going to be John Wayne? Or
I mean, I love you, John, but everyone's going to say it's rigged.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Oh, no.
Tony Marzano. See, he's always saying it's rigged, and it's rigged for him.
I didn't even see him type in chat.
It's still moving. Tony Marzano.
Tony Marzano.
Congratulations, Tony.
Right on, man.
Great. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So, Tony, all you got to do is get up with Ron over at Lone Star. I'll let him know that you won. Just give him the information, and he'll send it out to you. So, once again, thank you very much, Ron, over at Lone Star Paramotor, official sponsor of our show. So, good deal.
Viva Las Vegas, baby.
Baby. Uh-huh. So,
Tony said he needed a wind sock, so that's cool.
That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect.
CB needed one, too. He's a new, I guess, a new pilot, so he's looking for one, too.
Oh, yeah. DT fly.
You know what I use for a windsock? Trail tape. Trail tape and an extendable fishing pole from Walmart.
Wow. That's very creative.
Any wind whatsoever will pick that the trail tape up. And it's a little bit of a trick, though, because it's harder to see than a nice big windsock. But the bigger the sock, the harder it is for the wind to, move
right.
it.
Yeah,
this
I got
would
those.
Be my windsock if I was
Looks
out
like
there.
Kite streamers that I got. My they're windsock. Rainbow colored, but they're like 15 feet long. So any wind at all, and that thing is out there.
Is Chad PPG in the chat tonight?
I haven't seen him.
He's got a really cool windsock. What he does is he has the tube sock. And then going through it, he has the trail tape. And then he also has VHS tape going through it. And the VHS tape, that picks up pretty much any wind. So he's got the three different levels. And his is the best sock to fly
with. I still got plenty of VHS tapes here. Good Lord. I don't think I have a VCR, but I got the tape still.
Well, there you go. Now you got a use for them.
There goes the porn collection.
I got wind socks for days, man.
Just be blowing in the wind now.
It's just going in the wind. That's it.
Yeah. That's funny.
Does anyone use baby powder to check winds? Well, I'm lucky because I vape. I can just blow a puff of this out, and I can see which way the wind's going most of the time.
I've seen people use lighters and just watch the lighter.
But when you're landing, I can't use this because if I vape when I'm flying, it literally just it goes straight back. You can't do that.
I guess baby powder, what, in a bottle or something? You just puff it or something?
I've seen that before.
That's really interesting. What are some ways that you guys check wind other than apps or something? Smoking, vaping, baby powder, lighters. What do you guys do?
Let your motor run and. When you don't smell the exhaust, the wind is, you're looking into it.
I mean, I do use vaping some to check it originally, but I still have a windsock out because it's not like after I'm strapped in and got my brakes in my hand, I'm not going to reach in my pocket and try to vape. Let's see which way the wind's going. No, I'll look at the windsock, especially when you come into land, because this does not work for landing. So you need to be able to look down. You can, look for people that have fireplace going or grill going. If you see smoke coming up, you can just see what way the wind's going by looking for flags, anything like that will be a good sign of which way the wind's going.
And you did take off, so you have a general idea, but that's not always the case.
Right. Wind switches sometimes.
Yeah. Another thing, if you're a new pilot, is don't be the first to land. Take the time and study other pilots as they land and see and that, and your wing naturally will weather vane into the wind, so you have a general idea which way the wind's coming from, because like Steve said that you smoke stacks and stuff like that.
Or you can circle once and you can get an idea of which way the wind is going.
And that is a really good idea because you feel sometimes you can get the feeling like, oh, I got to land. No, man, it's all option. Things aren't just perfect. Just go around.
That's true.
So was you there? Obviously you was there when Kevin got his first on foot landing, I guess.
Oh yeah. He did a really good job. He took off really well. He came around and he landed on his feet and he did a really good job. I mean, it looked good to me. However, he said that it was kind of bumpy. But looking at the video, we watched the video and his wing was just smooth the entire way. So Kevin, tell us about your last flight, and from down on the ground, it looked smooth as could be. What did you feel and why was it different than what I saw?
The times that I have flown it, when I take off, it's more of a gradual climb. This was like an elevator straight up. Wind, I'm not sure how fast it was blowing on the ground. But once I got above tree line, the wind hit me pretty good and actually made me very nervous. I stayed up though, didn't feel comfortable getting in my seat, and that probably had a lot to do with my swinging oscillation that I had going on. My landing was good. So I was pretty proud of that.
Well, good.
Did you get video of that?
Sure did. We got my view and his view.
Yeah, Sean's got it.
Good.
I mean, yeah, we're great.
Right on. So there were a couple of comments. James says that Todd Scott had the best wind indicator. He used bird scare tape. It's foil color, and you can see it shine super high up. That's nice. The sooner you can determine the wind direction, man, on a landing, the more comfortable you're going to be all the way around.
Bird scare tape.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up because that's a great
idea. I've never bought any bird scare tape, so
I haven't either. I have a feeling I'd probably be buying some.
Oh, it's colorful.
Yep. You know, like reflective, like foil. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that'd be nice. Bill H. is recommending a bubble machine.
What a heck of an idea.
It's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You know, some of these things that you hear on these podcasts are just incredible because I never heard of, you know, bird scare tape, but you look on Amazon and it looks
there it is. Wow, it's like rainbow. I like that rainbow one. That would be pretty cool.
Now, you can get this. I've seen this over at the Dollar Tree.
Really?
Dollar Tree?
Yeah. Yeah, they have this at the Dollar Tree. I just thought it was like really neat reflective. You know, some sort of tape or something.
I doubt that Dollar Tree has 298 feet of it, but
well, you don't need that much of it.
You don't need that much.
But they do have it, and you know, a dollar is better than $8.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they're a dollar anymore. I heard on the news they were going up to $7.
No, that's their highest priced item. It's going to be $7.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, their normal stuff is $1.25 still.
Look at that bird scare tape. Hey, you know what? And it may scare birds off. You don't have to worry about running into birds.
I'm just
landing your paramotor. If it's a bird scare tape, right? It'll keep the birds away. I know when we fly out of Fort Monroe, there's a lot of seagulls and stuff over there. I'm scared every time we take off because it's the sky is crowded with them. They usually move out of the way, but it still worries me. So that stuff could come in handy. I'll use that instead of the windsock I got now.
I wonder how durable that stuff is. I mean, trail tape's pretty durable, but after a while, you know, they get shorter and shorter and shorter. You got to replace it, of course.
Well, I wonder if you could put that on your windsock and it'll make it even better.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I mean, if I get that bird tape and it's like 300 feet of it, I'll just replace it as it goes bad. Just Cut off some more.
That is true.
And of course, there's always the tried and true, you know, pick up some pieces of grass and just drop it and see if you can determine the wind direction
that way. Yeah.
That one seems to be the one that everybody does. They reach for grass and they do this number. Unfortunately, you don't know what the winds aloft is, so you really need to still check your winds aloft, because it could be really easy, you know, blowing, 2 miles an hour? And then, like Kevin said, you go above the tree line and there's your gust and your rotor, kind of scare you a wee bit. So we checked the winds aloft, but it didn't look like it was bad. But we saw the wing. The wing was steady, just steady all the entire time. So new students, every little bump you can feel and it scares you to death.
Yeah.
Once you've been flying for a while, bumps are like, whatever.
Well, and it's super, don't fall into the trap either of thinking, okay, man, the winds are just perfect down here, I'm going to send it without checking the winds aloft. That's, ask me how I know. Because like you say, Sean, 100 feet off the ground, it could be wide open. And it got me good one time. So, yeah. Do you use Ryan Carlton for that?
I use Ventus Guy. Personally,
for
winds aloft. Yeah, winds aloft. I use Ventus Guy.
You guys don't use PPG report?
We use PPG.report, Ryan Carlton, but I really like, personally, I like the Ventus Guy only because it's all animated, you know, with PPG.report and Ryan Carlton, it's all numbers and your magnetic headings. With Ventus Guy, it basically shows you in lines and, you know, the numbers. It's like it's this heavy. It's like 5 miles an hour. It shows you in the lines which way it's going. So visually, it's easier for me to see and understand, especially when you go up to the different winds aloft.
Well, okay. You mean as in the line with the frills on it?
Yeah, let me see if I can show
you. Because PPG report has the arrows of the wind direction.
Yeah, so it's like this. It's almost like windy. It shows you, you know, where the wind is, how much it is, and you can go and you go to your like your different levels. Here's 100 meters above, and it shows 250 meters above.
Oh yeah, you gotta scroll through it.
And it shows you like it pops up to green, which is really heavy. So 250 above, it's going at 25 miles an hour. Where on the ground, it's 5 miles an hour. So it's just really easy for me to look up 1600 feet, 30 miles an hour. Zoom out, you can kind of see what the whole state is doing and where it's coming from.
I'm finding that PPG.report is not as accurate for my area as it used to be.
Does it only use one model, or can you select different models?
Yeah, I believe it's only one model. Let me double check here.
Now, also, too, you can, on your Gaggle, you can go to your flying sites that you're part of, and you can tap it like this one, Run to the Sky. And you can actually see your sight guide, and it shows you what days are flyable, when they're flyable, and how fast the winds are going to be. So Gaggle does a lot also. You might want to check that out.
You know, Tony was asking about the who was talking. Go ahead, whoever.
I was just saying I like Gaggle. Gaggle incorporates pretty much everything.
Okay, Brian Waller, what he does before he flies is he sends up a balloon from his field, you know, just to kind of get a visual cue as to what's happening as you, you know, you climb higher. That's pretty interesting. And the other day he was telling someone that he sent up two balloons and just watched their interaction as they stayed together, but they like worked around each other. That's kind of neat. Have you ever sent up a balloon? Just kind of watch the...
It's been hard to find helium lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it? At least they did a few months ago. Maybe not.
Well, since the pandemic, a lot of things is hard to find. So, but balloons are definitely the way to go. I've heard that a lot. So, sounds good to me.
What's up, Greg?
Well, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Tony Marzano, congratulations. Got a Lone Star Paramotor windsock. So, thank you very much, Lone Star, for giving that away. Scuba Steve, you do a really cool get together on Friday. Not really like a paramotor thing, but a vaping kind of paramotor thing. Tell us about that.
You wouldn't know, Sean, because you're never there.
Because I work apparently.
Apparently. At night? 8 to 10 at night? Okay, right. We talk about vaping and we talk about paramotors on Friday. It's basically just a hangout show where we just talk about whatever's on our minds. It's a way to get stuff off your chest and just socialize with other people. That's what it is. So come check us out.
Yes, I'm going to say it's Kevin's fault because he usually comes in Friday night. So, we have to talk on Friday night. We totally forget that we have it out there.
It's fine.
Stuff like that, stuff and things. But anyways, what's the .com?
You can go to paramotoroutlaw.com. That will take you right to my YouTube page, or you can look up Scuba Vapes on YouTube and that'll take you there also. Either way.
Excellent. All right. Jim, our official sponsor from KRPP.com and shenanigans at KRPPG.com. He's got that really cool QR code. So you might want to check that out. And what does that mean? And is there some sort of 10% off or something mentioning somebody's really cool name?
Yeah. If you mention PPG Grandpa, I'll give you 10% off. And the QR code goes to my YouTube channel. So click on it and please subscribe. And I'm giving away a t-shirt at the moment. And I plan on giving something else away here real soon. So if you click on there and subscribe, then you'll be in line for that as well.
Excellent. Angela Preslick, is there a question in the chat? I think I saw one that said something for Sean.
Yeah, she was wondering if you got the special glasses you need for the eclipse.
I got a couple of glasses. I've been trying different ones out, like this one right here. It said that it's official, but when you look at like regular lights inside, you can see them. So that's not right. Then I found some other ones that, this really darkens up the sky. I found some other ones that work, but there's unfortunately a lot of not hacks, but they're not. Yeah, they're junk. So be really careful when you order your glasses online. We got
some. Don't skimp on that. I mean, talking about your eyesight, that's kind of important.
Yeah. Once it's total, you're okay. But before that, you need them glasses, without a doubt.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of scary things that has happened in the past on past solar eclipses when they get something like this. But unfortunately, it's just sunglasses, and then they start looking at the sun, and they actually have their retina is burnt in a solar eclipse, and they're blind for life. So not the best thing in the world. So be really super careful. As far as us having a bunch for people over at the fly-in, I don't know how many people are going to go there. I'm only thinking maybe 5 or 10 people are going to be there. I mean, not a lot of people is RSVP'd or let me know that they're going to be there, other than about between 5 and 10. If more people are going to show up than that, I sure hope that everybody got their own solar eclipse classes, and hopefully, crossing our fingers, that it's not a cloud cover and we can actually see it this year. If not, we might have to like fly above the clouds to watch it.
They'll reschedule.
That'd be cool.
It's rained out.
Paramotor Steve said he was going to be in his van and try to chase where there was not cloud cover, just so that he could, because I was thinking, oh, he could just go down to Sean's, but there's cloud cover. He's probably going to go up to try and get out of the clouds so that he can get it on camera. We shall see.
Yep. We're gonna have a big get together Friday night after the eclipse. When everybody, before everybody leaves, we should have like pulled pork and all the trimmings and everything. So if you guys do make it, at least make sure you come over for the flying on Monday, because
if you said you were cooking, more people would have came.
Yeah.
Of course we cook.
Once you mentioned food, they're like, what? There's going to be food there? All right, I'm going.
We got a pit boss that was donated. Every time we go out there, I mean, Kevin, how many times have we eaten burgers and chicken and hot dogs on the grill? Like all the time. He's on mute, so I think he's talking. I don't know.
Every time.
We're always eating over there. Always eating.
Filet mignon. T-bones.
We got there's a place called 10 Box. Really, really inexpensive meat. You can get steaks for like less than $5 a pound for steaks, and meat's just really cheap.
Tony says you should stream it live so we can watch.
We are still waiting on internet over at the school. We should have it this weekend, crossing our fingers. We're getting it from Mobile Citizen, which allows us to get a really good deal for nonprofits. So hopefully we'll have that shipped to us and installed and ready to go by the fly-in.
Unless somebody that's going to the fly-in shows up with their Starlink, then you'll be good to go.
How's your service? Donate some cellular service there at the field.
Well, the internet's supposed to be really good, so we're gonna have internet. We're gonna put a bunch of repeaters everywhere, so we should be able to have really strong internet out there. We want strong internet. We need strong internet because we're gonna be doing a lot of simulations, a lot of simulators out there too with the Oculus. So need to have lots of internet to do that.
What's up, Bushcraft, Texas?
So you got more people popping in?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
I've got to run, guys. You have a great evening. And
all righty, Jim.
We'll see you next week.
Sounds good, Jim. Thank you for everything, and thank you for being our official sponsor, man. Make sure you guys run over to carepp.com and watch the shenanigans at carepg.com.
Good night, all.
Later, buddy.
Hi.
Kyle Neal, he is our director of operations. Tell us a little bit about all the cool stuff that you're helping us do over at Run Into the Sky, man.
Well, so right now what I've been focusing on, spending a lot of hours, is buying the best equipment. Right now I have acquired a push-to-talk comms that we are now looking into possibly making as our main comms for our helmets for what we are putting together for our students. Right now we have actually put a bundle together for our students that actually just started or want to get the bundle. It's $500 where we get the, we got a few DVDs, we got the helmet, got some comms, we got a bunch of other things that come with it. It's a great bundle. You can look at it it's on the Run Into the Sky page. It's an amazing thing. Right now as well, I'm looking into another comm set that's actually Bluetooth and push to talk. It is it's something I'm hoping in the next few weeks I can actually get my hands on it and test it. And if it works out great, then that will probably be another bundle we'll do with our helmets. We're going to have different variety of equipment for our helmets that we can put together. That way we can have different price varieties. And at the moment, that's what I've been working with. For now, at least.
And he's been working his bum off, putting in 40 hours a week on top of his normal job that he does. So thank you very much for everything you do, Kyle. Definitely appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. It's my privilege. I'm happy to do it. Reason why I've been putting so many hours in is I'm trying to find the absolute best deals we can get for our equipment. That way we can actually create bundles at a lower fraction of a price than what our competition is, so we can make it more affordable for our students and others who would like to actually purchase it. So that's what I've been striving to do for us. That way we can, stand out and help other schools as well if they wanted to do a wholesale for something or along the lines of stuff like that.
Excellent. So can't wait. You're gonna be over at the school, you said, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yes, I will be there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'll probably be there early in the morning until late in the afternoon. So if anybody ever comes there, come say hi to me. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about paramotors.
Everybody loves to talk about paramotors. Good deal. Kevin Houston, man. Kevin Houston is our president of Run Into the Sky. He's been doing a lot of stuff over there too. If I'm putting on your spot, I'm sorry, but
No, you're good.
what's some of the cool things that we're doing over at Run Into the Sky, Mr. President?
Setting up this fly-in, getting ready for it. Aluminum for aviation. And I think the study guide student handbooks are all complete by now.
Yeah, aluminumforaviation.org. That's one of the things that we're working on right now. If you guys have aluminum cans, we're doing kind of like aluminum can drives and stuff. So if you're able to save your cans and go get them recycled, we would definitely appreciate anything you can get from them. If you live locally, just bring your cans on over, kind of like what Kevin did, and I'll take them over and get them recycled too. Aluminumforaviation.org. That's really cool. What else we got going on, Kev?
I broke a pull cord on a paramotor that I've got to fix.
That's right, you did, didn't you?
Yes, yep. So working on that, and all I can think of off the top of my head. What about the websites? Have you talked about the
Well, that's right. So one of the cool things over at DreamHost, we
That's it.
get a free website. So I'm building a website so we can move all of our dot coms and everything to a free website that gives you a free website for nonprofits. So if you're a nonprofit and you want to re a free website, check out DreamHost. They seem to really work with all nonprofits. So check that out too. All right, Will Fly, man. Will Fly's our treasurer. He does just the tip videos. He has a really successful channel on YouTube, willflyppg.com. He's still on mute, but I'm going to go ahead and hand this off to him in just a second. So tell us a little bit about what you do, my friend, and thank you so much for helping us out.
Yeah, man, I'm just a regular guy. I like to fly and make videos about it, put them up on YouTube, and try to make it educational somewhat. If I learn a tip, I'll share it with others. You can find me, search for Will Fly on YouTube or directly willflyppg.com. Also, if you live in the Southeast, check out our paramotor page, Southeast Paramotor Group. That's right up your alley. And tomorrow night we got another show with Tuesday Night Hangout. So it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night, YouTube. You can find it by going to ppgshane.com, ppgshane.com. And yeah, love to have you. I'm not going to tell you what the topic is because I have no idea what the topic is. We don't know until we start talking. So it could be anything. Great show.
Kind of almost like what we did tonight.
Yeah. Real organic, we'll call it.
Sounds good. No filter.
No filter, that's right.
Excellent.
No
And Linda with her no filter. Linda,
filter.
our PR girl, what's up? Thank you so much for helping us out. She's also part of Run to the Sky, PR
Yes.
person. I mean, you
I'm just so
everybody
happy
needs a PR person.
I
I
can
tell you
pass
what, when
on.
you got her as the PR person, you can't beat
Yes.
it.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I got a little extra information on our weather guy. And this is Eric Farewell sent me. He said that Dave Wirt is who I would most highly recommend. He said he's a former NOAA weatherman and aviator employee. Amazing guy. There you go. Coming from Eric Farewell, I mean, there
Yeah.
you go. I'm like, okay, we're going to get him on the show. Pretty excited.
Well, I'm
Get the
excited.
pom-poms.
Sounds like we're gonna have really awesome topics because a lot of people need to know all about weather.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you, chatters and listeners and all that good stuff for being with us tonight. And so next week, no show next Monday, right? Because the eclipse.
No, we're going to have a show. We're just not going to have a guest. We're just going to be talking about the eclipse and our flying, what happened, all that fun stuff. Right. We'll be there. We'll be here next week. Just no guest.
Right. Sounds
unless
good.
Unless you want to be a guest because you've taken some really awesome pictures of the eclipse.
Yeah, and shout out to Sky Hiker Mike. He joined us, and so did 2 Feet in a Heartbeat.
Excellent. Just in time for us to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
This was fun, though.
And we're saying goodbye to everybody a little bit early tonight, only because I got hand surgery. They're going to take a cyst out of my hand here. So it's early in the morning thing for me. And I told them, just cut it off here. You know, I don't need a hand.
There you go.
Who needs hands? That's just
makes it easier for the brake toggle if you just nub it.
I know, right? Nub it.
Yeah. Nub it.
You need a new hand. Right. Yeah. That's right. So this was great, guys.
Had a really good time. Really good time. And once again, thank you, Lone Star Paramotor, the Windsock. That was really awesome. And Tony Marzano won that tonight. And Scuba Steve is ordering a Helix from Red Into the Sky. So we appreciate you for doing that.
Awesome.
Anything else before we say goodbye to everybody?
Thank you so much, team. I appreciate you. Everything you guys do for the show, for all of us,
good. Had a blast.
Yeah, it's we'll keep you in our prayers. Angela says we should keep you in her prayers too.
Oh, thank you. All right, if that's it, then I would like to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you very much. My name is Sean
Simon. Right after the surgery, he'll just not use that finger, he'll use the other. 3 or 4 that he's got. Well, thumb isn't really a finger. I mean, it's a finger, but it's not. Yeah.
I love you, Munchkin. See you Friday, Munchkin. Save me a seat.
I guess I will probably try to fly with my hand all bandaged up because you really don't need hands to fly. So,
right.
Yeah. I'll have to prove a point. You don't need a hand to fly.
Great time to practice your weight shift.
Unless you pull start with that hand, that would not be good. Use your other
time to get electric start.
There you go.
We'll be thinking about you. I'll keep you posted, Sean, on for next week too.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I can't wait to have that that podcast with the weather guy. Yeah, so if you guys know anybody that is into paramotors, that maybe into weather or something, anything, that maybe a FAA friend, you know, that you might want to have as a guest, let us know. Let Linda know and let's get them on and get some really awesome guests on here. I mean, we have awesome guests, but maybe somebody that knows something that, you know, we really need to know.
Yeah, or somebody who's had a really unique experience flying a paramotor or their paramotor instructor, someone you want to see on the show. That's,
Exactly. Exactly. We are a nonprofit. We're not going to, I mean, what is that? We're not in, we can have a bunch of people, a bunch of instructors all together. We can hang out. We can learn from each other. We're not in competition. So if you own your own paramotor school and you want to join us, please join us and talk about your school. Talk about, you know, your training, what you do, and, you know, maybe we might learn something from it. I think that more people that get on here that are paramotor instructors might be able to help other paramotor instructors or other schools because, hey, check this out. I do this. You guys do this? You know, something like that. So,
and shameless plugs are allowed on this show too.
100%. 100%. Get your plug in. Scuba Steve, what's your plug?
I'm fly safe.
Maybe your .com?
.com. paramotoroutlaw.com. There you go.
All right. paramotoroutlaw.com.
All right. That's
Mine is runintothesky.com or .org. Also fly paramotors. So iflyparamotors.com. Kyle, do you have any plug or anything?
No, not yet, bud.
Not yet. All right. Kevin, you got a plug, I bet, right?
Flying50.com.
Flying50.
He's got to get some red and blue LEDs going around his hoop. I'm just saying.
That would be cool. Really cool.
Right?
Yeah.
With a siren, right?
That would be even better with a megaphone.
Yeah. Flying 50. We're watching you here. Pull over. That's awesome. We'll fly.
Time to land. We need to land and get some donuts.
Some donuts.
You know why cops always get told about the donuts things, like or what is that? Everybody talks about cops and donuts. Well, guess what? Everybody likes donuts. So do I. So, you know, you just can't talk about cops and donuts because everybody loves donuts. We'll fly.
He's like, oh boy.
We'll fly. Your plug.
My plug. Well, same as before, just check out my videos at willflyppg.com. And we've got fly-ins coming up. May 9th is the infamous Bad Apples. So I plan on attending. And if you're going to be there, please look me up. Say hello. I love putting names to faces.
May 9th is Bad Apples. May 9th. Spring Wing. I thought Spring Wing was before Bad Apples. Am I losing my mind?
We're always losing our minds, but
they keep saying reload page.
I'm gonna definitely.
Oh, okay.
Bad
Spring
Apples
Wing too. Is May 15th through the 19th, so it's after Bad Apples.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Bad Apples for sure.
And Will said, "Bring me a Dairy Queen Blizzard." Don't come and see me unless you have a blizzard in your hand.
That sounds good. Sonic always has their their stuff, their blizzards, their half price things. I have to.
You have cookouts there, Sean?
We always have cookouts, yeah, man.
You have cookouts there? That they make the best Oreo shake, man. I love it.
He's talking about the restaurant cookout.
Yeah, the restaurant cookout.
Oh no, we do cookouts, but we don't have a cookout.
I was confused. Yeah,
there are cookouts here. We got plenty.
Their Oreo shake is awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yummy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I make my own Oreo thingies at home. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna have to go over to Dairy Queen real quick and get something. Y'all making me hungry.
I've been on a diet for a month now. I've only lost 12 pounds. I'm like, man, I was supposed to drop 20 right off the bat, but I've only down 12.
That's still really good. I mean, what are you doing for your diet?
Just keto. That's what keto. I do. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Starving over here, man.
You need to eat more keto, more meat. Go carnivore, God. Dude.
I eat a lot of meat.
There you go. Do carnivore. All right, Linda, your plug.
Yes.
Your plug. Go ahead.
Not my first rodeo.
So do your plug, Linda.
Do my thing?
Yeah, ParamountUSA.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what are we talking about here? I thought you were saying plug your ears. I'm like,
sure. Oh, she's getting the pom-poms out. She's about to have a cheer and everything. All right.
Your plug.
If you want to be a guest on my show, the one and only Monday night show, just get up with ParamountUSA.com. Takes you right to my Facebook page. It's awesomely. And just let me know. Say, hey, I want to be a guest on your show. I'm I must said paragliding. I'm still having like withdrawals from that on Thursday nights. Oh my gosh. But yeah. So if you want to be on our show, just get up with me and we'll get you all squared away.
Sounds good to me.
How do they get up with you?
They go to ParamountUSA.com.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you. I'm glad you guys helped me out. You know,
it's late at night. I'm fumbling around too. I'm ready to go to bed. I gotta get up early in the morning tomorrow. So I'll keep you all posted to let you know what's going on.
Okay.
One of the cool things, real quick before we go, is that we have what's called AI Companion on Zoom. So AI companion on Zoom is really cool. This is what I just clicked. I clicked catch me up. It said the meeting involved a casual conversation among the members of Paramom USA team. We discussed various topics such as their preparation for an upcoming eclipse, their experience with paramotor fly-ins, and their plans for the future. They also discussed the importance of flying within certain ranges to avoid being dangerous to oneself and others. Paramom team also introduced their personal experience, such as Sean Simons, the story.
I need a little, like a little gold medal next to my Paramom.
I'm telling you, it's like the AI is thinking that this is your show. It's hilarious. Finding better deals for equipment, Kyle Neal's effort to find the best deals for the school, the team. Paramom's team also discussed their plans for future events on potential collaboration with other teams. They also mentioned their use of the free website for nonprofit Dream Host. The meeting ended with an invitation for anyone interested in being a guest on Paramom's show.
Paramom. So the AI puts that all in there, huh?
Yeah. All the pre-flight safety
stuff.
That
is so crazy.
No, that wasn't for this show, was it?
Yeah, I just did catch me up right now.
How about that?
So if you go over to
your damn thing about us, Steve.
I know, man. That's some bull crap.
Go to the AI companion, right? Click that, and then where it says catch me up, hit catch me up. There's also the little dots that says, was my name mentioned?
Catch me up.
What are the action items and what topics were discussed? Let's go ahead and go to what were the topics discussed. See what AI companion says about that. The topic.
We talked Dairy Queen.
Was the upcoming eclipse,
personal
experience with paramotor fly-ins, future events, potential collaboration with other teams. They also discuss importance of flying within certain ranges to avoid danger and the use of a free website for the nonprofit Dream Host. Okay, interesting. Was my name mentioned? No, only Linda Anderson and her team. Oops, really? Come on. Yeah. That is crazy.
Okay.
All right. So apparently this is her show. So, hey, since this is your show, go ahead and say goodnight to everybody. We'll call it a night.
Good night, everybody. I love y'all. Love y'all. Right. Thank you so much for everything you do. My all team. Right. Paramount USA team.
Lots of love. Thank you all. Lots we'll see you love. Next week.
Thank
enjoy
you, Chatter.
These clips. If you want to come over the clips, can't wait to meet y'all. Have a good one.
Good night.
Bye.
Night, y'all. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate y'all.